Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, sagt es Bekurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, Ve'eli Mevien Ve'kairin. The following bring Bekurim, and they read the parsh of the Bekurim. So just to remember where we're holding here, all the way at the beginning of the Masechta, we said that there are three categories. There are those who bring Bikurim and they read the Parsha, there are those who bring and don't read, and those that don't bring. And if you remember, in Mishnah Aleph, we began with the list of those who don't bring. Then we went backwards and we said, here are the people who bring, but they don't read the Parsha. And now we come back to the ideal situation, and that was the first on the list. We are Masechta began, those that bring and read the Parsha. So the Mishnah begins, our Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, Ve'elu Mevi, and the following, bring Bikurim Ve'kairin, and they read the Parsha Bikurim. Zak the Mishnah. Somebody brings his Bikurim, Minu Atzeres, Vadachag, Tin Shavuos and Sukkos. That's the best time to bring it. We explain you have to first bring the Shtei Alechem in the Beis HaMikdash, that's Matir, whatever grew that year for the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the green light. Then you have till Sukkos, and we have already explained that's because the pasuk says v'semachta b'chol hatoy v'shenasal lecha Hashem lekecha. And being this is the time that a person collects most of the tefuah and his payros and he's happy about it, that's why somebody who brings bikurim during this time period is mevi v'kaida. He brings and reads the parsha. Vaitra says the Mishnah mishivas aminim, and from the shivas aminim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with, chita soira gefen teina rimon zayis. And dates. Somebody brings Bikurim. From these minim, he fulfills the mitzvah the way he's supposed to. So the din is maybe v'kaira. But again, the shivas aminim has to be mi peiros shebaharim, from the peiros up on the mountains, mi tamarai shebiyamakim. But dates, they have to be from the valleys. These are the best. Generally speaking, peiros that grow up high in the mountains are sweeter. But by dates, it's the opposite. The ones that grow down in the valleys, they're better, because they're full of honey. And the Iker Mile of the date is the honey. The Torah refers to it as Dvash. Vaitra says the Mishnah. Vaitra is like the Mishnah, Mizei Se Shemet. Olives that are used for producing oil, those are the best ones. Some olives are used for eating. And we learned before, even Zei Se Shemet, we don't use all of them. It has to be the type of olive that holds its oil, even in a rain. But these, they say, Shemen, you can bring me Eivra Yarden, even from Eivra Yarden. Eivra Yarden is what's called today Jordan. It's on the east side of the Yarden River. If you remember, Moshe Rabbeinu took that from Sichon Melech HaMori and from Oig Melech HaBashan. And then Reuven, God, and half of Shevet Menashe asked for that to be their chelik. And you can bring the Zeisei Shemen from Eivra Yarden. Aye, it has to be from Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says, "V'lekachta mireishes kol priu adam ashetavi mei artzecha," from your land. Tana Kama holds, peiros that grow in Eivra Yarden have a din of peiros in Eretz Yisrael. Although the Tana Kama would agree, even if Eivra Yarden is called part of Eretz Yisrael, it's not Eretz Zavas Chalav Advash. But it was given to Klal Yisrael through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ata hinei avesi es reishes priu adam ashenasata li Hashem. So therefore, this is ashenasata li Hashem. You can bring your Bikurim from there. At least the Tana Kama holds that way. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Yomer ein mevien Bikurim me'evra Yarden. Why not? She'ena eretz zavas chalav v'dvash. It's not the land that flows with milk and honey. And by the parsha of Bikurim, it says, v'yitin lanu sa'oretz hazois eretz zavas chalav v'dvash. So it may be v'vienu elamakam hazeh, but you don't have the end of the pasuk. You don't have the eretz zavas chalav v'dvash. Now, it's not that the Tana Kama holds that Eivra Yarden is eretz zavas chalav v'dvash. Just that the Tana Kama says, we just have to fulfill the beginning of the pasuk. That's the main thing. That's what the title wants. Hadam ashenasata li Hashem. And Rabbi Yosef Glili says, no. The pasuk means for you to understand that you need the end of the pasuk also. You need Eretz Zavas Chalav Advash, and that's not Eivra Yarden.